I just thought the third one was next week.
No, okay, let's go. Let's go. We're in the Rambam Hilchos Naziris Perek Daled. Look, Ches, you have to listen carefully now, guys. The cases are tricky.
That's good. I like
three
that.
Lines.
Tricky. You know, the shorter they are, usually the harder they are. Omar like this. He says, Hareini Nazir, I will be a Nazir, La'acher Esrim Yom. In 20 days from now, I will begin. It's a Stam Naziris. Didn't say what kind of, so it's a 30-day. However, right after he said that,
V'chazer
V'amar, he says, Hareini Nazir Olam Me'ata. I'm now an eternal Nazir starting now. So now, let's think this one over now. We know an eternal Nazir, when does he take a haircut?
Annually, once a year.
Once a year. That's it.
Whether he needs right? it or not.
But he doesn't take one in 30 days.
No.
Right? So so now what happens? Well, he starts being an eternal Nazir.
It doesn't start 30 days after the first one.
Again, the first one says, I will be a Nazir starting 20 days from now.
Oh, 20 days.
The second one is, I'll be an eternal Nazir now. So what happens?
It's obvious.
He's an eternal Nazir now. Yeah. But then, what happens in 20 days?
Nothing.
Doesn't matter. Nothing.
So the Rambam says, Lo chala alav nazirus shenada barishona. The first Nazirus, he says, never
activates.
Grabs on. It never activates. Because once he's a Nazir olam, he can't be like... It's more than that. He can't even assume that's that other Nazirus.
Because
that's a 30-day Nazirus that would have to close with a haircut. And he can't have a haircut anymore. He'd have to wait a year for the haircut.
What
if
he had 30
days left in his year?
Okay, I don't know.
He said he'd start his regular Nazirus.
Okay, I don't know.
What do you mean?
But anyway, you can't, that first one is out of the game.
Test.
If he says the following, what if he says this? Hareini Nazir Shimshon Lachar Ziyum. I'll be a Nazir Shimshon after 20 days. A Nazir Shimshon never gets a haircut, never drinks wine, but he can become tummy.
Yeah.
But then V'chazer, then right away says, Hareini Nazir Me'ato. Now I'm just a general Nazir now. What does that mean? A 30-day Nazir, right? A 30-day Nazir, a Stam Naziris. So what happens? Well, I guess he has to start being a Nazir now, right? Right? So now, what does he do at the end of 30 days?
He can't take a haircut.
Well, then at 30 days, well, 20 days later, the Nazir Olam. Doesn't that... So let's see. Eina Megaleach L'Nazirus Zu. He can't... take a haircut for this Nazirus Shenodar Be'achrona that he said afterwards he can't.
Right.
Because he's no way he can get the haircut.
Right.
But he's still usher to drink wine and all the prohibitions are usher for him during those 20 days. For
he
those.
Can't finish it.
Well, it just gets subsumed into the next one. He can't get a haircut. Because he can never get a haircut because it's a Nazir Shimshon, right? Which is what Nazir Shimshon is forever. Never get a haircut. So therefore, he's just kind of stuck with that. And that's nothing more you can do. Okay, Yud. There's a lot more complicating things, but we're going to avoid it. It's a lot of commentary, but we're going to let it go. Yud. Mi Shomer, what are the following? Hare ani Nazir. I'll be a Nazir. Yom Echad Lifnemes, one day before I die. So now what does he do?
Immediately.
So, Harez Osir Lishtos Yain L'Tamil Gech Li'Olam. He can never, ever drink wine, be tummy, or get a haircut, ever. Why? Because he never knows when he's going to die. So, and let's say he didn't do it today or tomorrow. Well, as soon as you can, start being a Nazir. Because he has to be a Nazir for one full day, for the day that he dies. It's just like, do tshuva one day before he dies. So when should we do tshuva? Do tshuva every day. It's the same idea. So he has to start being a Nazir today for the rest of his life. And that's it. There's nothing more to talk about. Yud Aleph. This becomes even more interesting. Ha'omer hareini Nazir b'yom sheben David bo. I'll begin Nazir on the day that Mashiach comes.
Whoa.
Now, that means you got to be a Nazir the whole day.
Every day.
No, well, the whole day that when Mashiach comes, just say for the sake of argument, on Thursday, September 14th, you'd have to be a nazir beginning from sunrise of September 14th, because you have to be a nazir on that day.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't know.
Problem is, though, you don't know when Mashiach's coming.
Well, right? Some people do know, but
okay, so now the question is, when did he make... It's very important what day he made that vow. Because, you know, Mashiach can't come on every day of the week.
Shabbos, he can't come.
So let's see. So, im b'chol nader, if he made the vow on a weekday, and Mashiach can come on a weekday, hareza asur l'olam, he now is prohibited as a nazir forever, starting on the day you said it. So if you say, I'm going to be a nazir today, Mashiach comes, today's Wednesday, you start today for the rest of your life.
And you can't break it on Shabbos because
you have it nice.
Whatever. Don't get bogged down in the details.
Why can't he stop being a nazir every day?
Because it starts the last.
Because once Mashiach comes, he has to stay being a nazir. Can't be a nazir for a day.
You
can't just stop it. You have to go
days.
Bring korbanos and all kinds of things. You can't stop and start. You can't stop and start.
Once you start, it's 30 days.
Then once you stop, Mashiach can come that day. Then you got to start. So you got
to
keep
stop
going.
On Shabbos, but you can't because you have to go 30 okay, days.
Okay, now ve'im b'Shabbos over Yontif. What if he made the vow on Shabbos and on Yontif, and Mashiach does not? It's machlokes. If Mashiach can come on Shabbos and Yontif, because the question is Mashiach going to be going past the Tchum? Coming from outside the Tchum. So whole machlokes if Mashiach can come on Shabbos or Yontif. So it's a suffix. So therefore, also Shabbos, also Yontif, the day he made the vow, if it's Shabbos Yontif, mutter, does not be a nazir, because it's a suffix if Mashiach would come. Suffix Naziris, we go lakula. He doesn't start on Shabbos and Yontif, but Mikan Ve'elch, the day after Shabbos or Yontif, awesome. Then he's forever awesome. Once you start, you don't stop.
Can I ask you a question?
Shadavar suffix. It's a doubt. Im yavo v'shavos o v'yantif o lo yavo v'hol v'safik b'yom shenadar lo chol v'lovus neiris. This is a doubt on that day of Shabbos yantif. If it's a vow, it's a doubt and safik neziris lo hakel. However, mikan ve'elch, but after that Shabbos and yantif, where clearly Mashiach can come chol v'neziris, neziris begins and it keeps going, and v'shavos habah, and the very next Shabbos. Although you could say it's a shehi suffik, it is a suffik if it's going to come. But einam of gas nazir shchov. Once the nazir starts, you don't pull it out because of the suffik. That's the point. Oh, okay. Suffik naziris doesn't start. You don't start with a suffik naziris. Once you are a nazir, then the suffik doesn't take you out of the status quo. That's basically what it is. By naziris, you don't go out of the status quo. So if you're not a nazir, if it's a suffik, you're a nazir, you're not a nazir. But if you are a nazir, a suffik, you're not a nazir, then we keep you as a nazir.
So if Mashiach comes, then he's done. If it's over 30
he's
days.
Done. Okay. After 30 days, he can go bring a korban and finish with his naziris. Exactly.
So says, and there'll be a Beit HaMikdash. That's the great thing after Mashiach comes, so you can really bring a proper korban. Maybe that's a good idea.
Yes.
So he said, I'm going to be a nazir as soon as I hear Mashiach has come.
Careful, you might make the vow.
As soon as I hear Mashiach has come. Then
Well, that's different.
I like wine too much.
That's different.
But what we're saying is that if his 30 days finished on Friday night, he still has to keep going.
You can't bring korbanos on Shabbos. You have to keep going.
Right.
Just keep going. Okay. Yud Beis. Now, here was something that came up already, and now this is the main halacha. Let's say Nazir Shashomi Nenaziris. The guy finished his 30 days, or whatever it is. He's done. I'm done with my days. But he didn't do the haircutting of purity. Didn't bring korbanos. But he passed. The days are done. Now, and let's say he's away, far away from Yerushalayim. It's going to be 3 days to Yerushalayim. My 30 days are over. I'd like to make a l'chaim right now because I really finished my days.
No,
he's full force nazir till the korbanos and the haircut. Hareza usur legaleich v'lishtos yain l'hatam l'meisim. He can't do any of those three things. Kishahayim, just like before, v'chol ditukin is just all the details in the zeros apply to him because it doesn't finish till you bring the korban and get the haircut. But what if Vim Gilach, what if he couldn't wait? He took a haircut. Or Shazar drank wine and it's gonna tell me at that time after the 30 days, like he's lashed.
But he doesn't have to repeat. Could
be not. Could be he wouldn't have to repeat
because
he did finish those 30 days. Now, Yud Gimel, this is a tricky one here. Misha Nader Benazir, the guy made a vow of a Nazirus, but he himself really didn't think it was such a proper language of Nazirus. The Diman, he thought to himself, it's really not a Neder, because I didn't really say the right Lashon. You know, whatever, he said, didn't say the right wording. But the truth was, it was the right wording. But anyway, but he doesn't know it's the right wording. He thinks it's the wrong wording. He thinks he's not a Nazir. So what did he do? So he acted as if the Neder never happened. Now, careful now. Vishasa yayin, and he drinks wine. Now, the reason why Ram picks wine as opposed to being tummy, because if you become tummy, that stops your days. This is just start. But if you drink wine, you just get lashed. But it doesn't stop your Naziris. Interesting. That's a violation. That does not stop the Naziris. It's dafke, he says wine. You'll see why. So he wasn't so careful. He drinks wine. Didn't happen to have a funeral in those days. Well, Acharsman, and then later on, he happens to meet a Chacham. He says, you know, I made a vow, Rabbi so-and-so, and it's not a Naziris, is it? And the Chacham v'horo, and the Rabbi said, Shu Neder, it is a vow. Shu Chayv and Naziris. And you were supposed to start way back then. Okay, because the way I heard you say, if that's the language you used, that is a Lashon of Naziris. Now the question is, at what time does the Naziris... Can he use the days he had already, or does he have to start from the beginning now? Now, what did he do that was so bad during this period of time?
Drank wine.
But the wine itself does not nullify the Nazirus doiraisa. So it's, if a guy is a regular Nazir, if he just drinks wine, he can get lashed, but he just keeps going. He hasn't broken the count. So what happens is, Harez Emona Mishoshner, he can keep the count going back from the day he started, because all he did was drink wine. That's biblically, remember, we're going to change it in a minute. And he's okay. Umidivrei Sofrim, but rabbinically, the rabbis say, no, we don't like that either, and they hold that drinking wine messes it up. Shinag Isser Kiyom Shon Gohemetzer. You have to go back and prohibit even those days that you had already did part of. So you really got to start over.
And he gets lashed also.
Well, if it was, I think they have to warrant for that. But okay, so yeah, so you got that. So biblically, really, he could just come back to the day he said it and just finish up. Let's say he went 20 days already.
It doesn't matter.
Just go 10 more days and you're finished. But rabbinically, you'd have to. Those 20 days are not used, and you have to go a complete 30 starting now. So assuming you were drinking every day, you know, yeah. What if you stopped after the 30? Whatever. Now, but we're not done, because there's lots of ketzads of amed v'ormamurims. Yudzal, ketzad, let's have an example. Harei shenoder shloshim yom. He made a neder for 30 days. But then he thought, I don't know if this is really a real lashon of a neder. I don't really think I'm a nazir. V'nog heter v'nidro. And he thought it was okay, so he drank wine. Asor yom, for 10 days. For 10 days he drank wine. Then he just didn't happen to drink any wine for the next 20 days. And then another 20 days, he was keeping it complete. He didn't have any reason to drink wine. Okay, with me so far? So 30 days, 10 days he was drinking wine. The next 20 he was keeping it totally. Rabbinically, we'd say those 10 days are lost, right? Then Ulachash shows me after 30 days, Shalacham, he asks the Chacham, what's the story with my vow? But also he says, you know, you've been a Nazir really from 30 days ago. So now, based on the rabbinic law, how many more days does he have to be a Nazir?
10.
That's right. Hareza Mona Asar Yomim. He has to count 10 more days. Miyom Shisho, from the day he went to the Chacham, because he had already 20 good days. Yeah. Last 20 days were good. Kineged Asar, to make up for the 10 first days, Shinog Behetra, that he allowed himself to have the wine. But, Vim Shasa Ogilach Onitma Basares Yomim Ha'elu. But if he now, on these last 10 days, should drink, get a haircut, become Tamei, Makin also Makas Martus, he gets rabbinic lashes, because really, biblically, he'd be finished. He'd be finished, biblically. But rabbinically, we make him stay, so then he'd get lashed. But wait a minute, we're still not done. There's another Knech. But Medrim, when do we say that he has to make up the 10 days? And it could be more than 10 days. Theoretically, it could be, what if he made 30 days and 20 days and he has to make up? What if he made 100 days?
You mean he's Nazir?
Well, he said, I'm a Nazir for 100 days, but then he thought it wasn't a Naziris. Let's say he goes 80 days drinking wine and then 20 days not, and then he asks the question. Wow. So the Benurin qualifies how much we take off. So we're generally saying, we said, now, well, the first 10 days, they don't count it. How about 20 days? You don't count. How about 50 days? You don't count. It gets to the point where we do begin to not take off everything. When do we say it's been nezirus? No. When it's only a little bit, where it was a small nezirus, that let's say a 30-day nezirus. Okay, so how much is he making up? It's less than 30, right? Avol ben nezirus merubah. What if he made a big one, like 100 days? Then what do we need? All you need to keep
30
is, in other words, let's say he drank for 100. He wouldn't have to make up another 100 days. No, he only has to have 30 new days. As long as you have 30 clean days, because remember, biblically, it was okay, and the whole thing counts. The rabbi's not going to make him keep more than an extra 30 days. Even though he may have transgressed the Nazirus and drank wine all 100 days, doesn't matter. Now, the next line, I do not know what it means. I'm going to guess. It's not easy. But what if the guy didn't at all keep anything on those days? That's what I think it means. Not only drinking wine, but he cut his hair. And he went to the Basak forest. And he did all those things because he thought he wasn't an Uzzer. Well, in that case, the rabbi doesn't even answer him. Like nothing. You know, even if you find a Pesach, nothing. That's what I think it means. It's like nothing. It's just like nothing.
He has to do with
and he's got to start it all over completely. I think it means. I don't have much commentary to help me out on this. And I don't think the English is going to help you out either.
Just says the Chacham doesn't listen to him.
Doesn't even listen. In other words, he didn't do anything. Yeah. The first case, he drank wine. No, really, it's legitimate. But here, the Chacham says, don't even bother me. Don't even look to me to answer you out. Just goodbye.
So, can I ask a question?
I'm going to finish this parak. Okay? Is that okay?
Yeah.
I got two to go. And
you should just ask the question.
What?
You should have just asked the question.
He's a polite boy. Okay, Tezayin. Now, call Bezdin Shinizdakon Lazan. Any Bezdin that troubles themselves to deal with a person with these types of shilas to be matar his netter, ukiyotze behem, and similar things. Let's say he made a complete netter, but he didn't thought it wasn't, and he started keeping it completely, like the last case where we said, you know, Bezdin shouldn't be involved in these things. Remember we had before when a guy makes a vow and he wasn't sure, and the rabbi knows it's not, because he's like, oh, it's really a vow. It's really a vow. You shouldn't have done that. This or that. Okay, I'll try to find a way to release religion, you know, but you try to scare them into it. Right? But you got a Bezdin that doesn't scare the guy and plays along with his mishigasim. And you say, well, you know, and he tells him the real thing. Well, really, biblically, you don't have to do it, so we can be leaving you. But when the Ram said, no, you should treat them like it was the biggest thing in the world, and you know, so you were showing it, well, it's not such a big deal. Oshiorlam, local, they give leniencies, well, maybe it is according to the letter of the law to be lenient, but the guy was so negligent, you shouldn't have been lenient with him. At least make him sweat it out that we have to nullify it or something. Oh, Shiftel Pesach, or they find an opening when really they should have been stricter for him. And it's a catch-all. When the Bezdin should have been tougher and they weren't, Minadin also Bezdin Hedget, we excommunicate that Bezdin because it's got to be one of those minor Bezdins. It's not a worthy Bezdin. Final halacha yizayin. Ha'isha shenadr ben naziris. A woman makes a vav naziris. Remember, a husband could nullify it.
He's giving out right now.
He's saying it's a halacha. They should be excommunicated because they're not doing what they should be doing. You're supposed to cause people to not, what do you call it, discourage vows. Now you're saying, it's not a big deal. You know, it's okay. We don't want people to get into that territory. Now remember, a woman, if she makes a vav naziris, husband can nullify naziris that affects him, right? He can nullify Naziris, right? The day he hears about it, right? What he doesn't hear about it for a long time? Well, the day he hears about it, that's what it counts. Now, let's see, it went really long on this one. Ha'isha shenadar ben Naziris, a woman vowed to be a Nazir, and she goes the whole 30 days. V'shalmin Nazir, she finished Naziris, ve'evisa korban, and she brings a korban already. One korban. V'nishchata achasman, one of the animals, there's two more to go. Then all of a sudden, v'nizrak dama, we even sprinkled the blood.
Whoa.
So she's almost done. Just a couple more korbanas. Then her husband heard all about the vow. And the husband says, I don't like this vow. I want to nullify this vow. Now, technically, he's allowed to nullify it. But, even though she hasn't cut her hair yet, so remember, she's not out of the woods. She technically, if she would drink wine now, or she'd get lashed, he can't nullify it. Why? She should finish up her korbanos and cut her hair. Why? Because even though a husband can nullify things that are inui nefesh, that give a woman pain, and being a husband gives her pain, husband can nullify it, but there's no point, because in a minute she's going to be okay. How long is she going to be afflicted with this pain? Just wait about another hour. She'll bring the korban and cut her hair, and the game's over. So, like, what do you want?
But how does she right? have to cut her hair compared to the regular nazir?
I don't know. V'im kodem zrika, but what if before she sprinkled the blood? Okay, now she is now... Oh, I'm sorry. Let me tell you one other thing. Once the blood was sprinkled, even though she's not finished, she's already allowed to drink wine. She's already allowed to drink wine. So the husband can't nullify because there's nothing really that's prohibited for at this point. But if it's koidim zri, but the blood was not sprinkled yet, and even for that little bit of time, she's afflicting pain, harezefer, he may nullify it then because she's still ushering wine. However, Bamedrin, when does that say? Betaglachas Tahara. When she went through, sailing through, she passed all this, she just has to cut her hair off to finish up the Tahara. That's when the husband, we said, generally can't unless the blood has not been sprinkled. But Aval Betaglachas Tuma, what if she became Tameya? And she's waiting to bring her korbanos and the cutting of the hair. But what's going to happen after that?
Go back into
she's going to have to start over. Ho-ho, for that. Yoffer, he can nullify the original vow of Naziris because she's going to go out 3 days anyway. Even though she brought all the karbanas for cutting her hair in a state of after Tuma, she'll have to start a whole new Naziris, and her husband doesn't want to have anything to do that. Now, if you want to ask your question, if you remember it, I'll happily take it.
I was just in all those cases.